Hi there, Mr. Preston. Mr. Henson here again. I just wanted to check in with you just to say how much happier I was with episode two of the Year Six podcast. I thought, in particular, the section on serious and non-entertaining problems, well, it hit the spot for me. I thought the tone was serious and Year Six like it lacked any fun or entertainment. So, yeah. Spot on for me. Really, really well done. Keep up the good work. Apologies, I wasn't able to listen to the whole of the podcast. I was called away to see if I could find where Miss Fellows has gone. Bit concerned about that. Truth be told, I think she might be avoiding me. I haven't seen her for a few days, and I could do with catching up about her tricky math calculations I've got on the go. So if you do find her, please let me know. Otherwise, keep up the serious work. Thanks.
Hold on, let me get out of the rain. Okay, I'm now in school. Miss Bassett has asked me to stay late and sort out the Year 6 pupil records ready for secondary school. So, seeing as I'm here, I thought I could record my part of the podcast while sorting out these folders. While I'm here and no one's around, I think I might just check out Miss Bassett's playlist on her computer. I think I know what I'm going to find. Hang on, what's this one? Music to Sack Teachers by. Sounds interesting. Let's give it a go. Ooh, that was a bit sinister. Ooh, I think I might play this one. Music to show new parents round to make the school seem cooler than it is. At the end of term, we would like to do a goodbye project. We would like everyone to send in a photo or a short video. We want smiley faces and waves. And when we have them all in, we're going to put them together into a presentation that we can share with everyone on our YouTube channel, a little bit like the Teacher's Hero video. Have a look on the Closure curriculum for more information. If you're able to team up with others and keep safe, group photos or videos would be good. I can't believe I've been asked to stay back to do this, but getting to look through all your records is quite fun. The things I've discovered are amazing. I bet you didn't know that one of our fellow pupils was the under six tiddlywink champion for the southeast of England. Well, 15 children share the same birthday, and this is a good one. Someone in year six was the reason we aren't allowed pets in school anymore. Let's just say they are definitely not vegetarian. You may think this isn't true and a bit of a fishy tale, but I can assure you it's not. Well, that's me done. All the folders are sorted and ready to go off to your secondary schools. Time to go. Bye, everyone.
Sorry, just walked out of the year one classroom for a minute. I'm sure you didn't hear them because they're just doing quiet reading, but I mean, they can be a bit lively sometimes. I mean, I just needed a breather from them for 1 minute. It's all going really smoothly here. Things are absolutely, absolutely fine. I mean, don't get me wrong, things are, you know, a little bit different without all of you year sixes here. I mean, I suppose it's not quite the same. Actually, I never thought I'd say it year six, but we're really missing you. You know, we're missing the way you are friendly and the way you sit at your tables when we ask you to, and the way you can just sit quietly, how you can just, I mean, I know it's a lot to ask, but how you can just listen, how you read by yourselves, how you can write your own names. I'm fine. I mean, I'm just getting used to being with the year ones, that's all. I'm fine, absolutely fine. You know, it's just about adjusting to them. And, you know, I mean, how they tell you about themselves all day long. and how they tell you how wobbly their teeth are. I mean, the other day I asked them to name the shapes that were on the board. Someone put their hand up and said they were Elsa and Olaf. How they sing Baby Shark all day long, so it gets in your head, and how you see them eating their bogeys. And when you're trying to teach them click, and they put their hands up and they tell you what their pet ate for breakfast. I mean, I didn't ask what your pet ate for breakfast. I don't even get to drink a cup of tea anymore, year six is at break time. So they force me to play unicorns every day. I'll be honest with you, year six, I think it's aging me. I mean, the year ones were shocked when I told them, in fact, I wasn't 103 years old like they thought I was. I suppose it's just an adjustment. It's just temporary. I can do this. I can. Please, cheer us back up, year six. Remind us about happier times. Yeah, that's it. This week, tell us all about the happiest, funniest moments you've had during your time at Ely St John's. What is a special memory to you? What is a moment, or a day, or a school trip, or an activity that you've done or taken part in that you've really enjoyed? Ask a parent to email us a message which tells us about your best, your favourite, or your happiest memory whilst here at Ely St John's. Even better, we would love to hear your best moments in a voice recording. Get your parent to email them to us. Keep them as short as you can so we can play them on next week's show. Right, I'm back in the game. I'm okay, really. And I'm super excited to hear and read what you send in to us. Okay, best be heading back into year one. Wish me luck.
Hello, children. It's Miss Fellows here, and yet again I'm on location, out and about around school. Today I've had a letter from one of the children in my class, and it says, "Dear Miss Fellows, it has come to my attention that a consistent issue seems to be appearing in your Year 6 podcast, which is otherwise flawless. The matter is that you seem to have a knack for getting trapped in confined spaces. You must be very wary and alert during this week's podcast episode, and make sure to avoid small sheds and cupboards, for I worry one day you will become permanently trapped. I also find it peculiar seems to be Mr. Preston sending you to these places. Although it is beyond absurdity to even suggest that Mr. Preston may be in any way trying to sabotage one of his rival Year 6 teachers, I advise you to stay vigilant. I hope to hear you fully free and in an open space next podcast episode. Yours sincerely, Joe." Well, Joe, what a fantastic letter. I really like the way you've used modal verbs there, and there's passive at the beginning. Parenthesis, brilliant. Lovely vocabulary, words like absurdity, sabotage, permanently trapped, excellent adverb. So lovely, yes, I suggest you purple pen that and stick it in your homework book. Very good. As to what you mean there, I've absolutely no idea what you're on about. So anyway, now this week I am looking for songs for the end of term, and Mr. Preston suggested I look in the music cupboard. I'm heading there now, but there's the most awful noise coming from the cupboard. I don't really know what's happening. I don't know if somebody's, maybe the boiler's broken. I'll just see. Hello? Hello.
Oh, hello, Miss Fellows.
Hello, Mrs. Brown. What on earth are you doing?
Ah, I started to learn to play the violin during lockdown.
Oh.
3 weeks in. Isn't it wonderful?
Wonderful is a word you could use, yes. Would you, do you want to show me what you've been doing?
Oh, see if you can guess this tune.
Is that Beethoven's Fifth?
Oh, I'm not that good yet. Oh, twinkle, twinkle.
Oh, yes, I think I could detect some notes in there. It was all very mercifully short, I think is the best thing to say about that. Anyway, I'm looking for some songs. Mr. Preston suggested I might find them in the music cupboard. Is it possible? Could I just come in and have a little bit of a rummage?
Oh, that's fine. I'm about finished anyway, so
brilliant. Okay.
Let me out.
Oh, right. If I go over... And you come. And ow! Just steady. These stands are always the same.
See you later.
Okay,
bye.
Mrs. Brown. Oh, Mrs. Brown. Hello. Mrs. Brown, are you there? Can't get out.
Happy, 'cause I get to have fun today. I get to have fun today. Today I'm happy, 'cause I get to have fun today. I get to have fun today.
Worse.